Would you be able to employ a press release to increase the visibility of a podcast?
Yes, and I will tell you exactly how.
Randy Rohde is a digital marketing and PR expert and founder of 38 Digital Market, who has spent over a decade perfecting the fusion between traditional PR and modern SEO.
Known as the news guy, his mission is to help businesses dominate their markets by turning press releases into high-authority search ranking machines that build both visibility and reputation.
Many people do not understand press releases.
It is one of the most unique media devices. You have complete control over what is being said about your company, because you or your company, your brand, is the one releasing the information. We were doing PRs for Craig, and he was in all of the big news sites. And then SEO Journal, they did a top 10 of the most popular SEOs in the world. And then Craig was number 2, and Search Engine Journal specifically called out all of the press releases, and they had links to a couple of the different PRs that we had done for him as the example of what great coverage he's had and how popular he was. We put Craig in Forbes as an example.
So if I would have, would you be able to put me on Forbes?
Yes.
Awesome. Hello guys, Bogdan Bratis from SaaSpod here. And today I have the pleasure to welcome in the virtual studio my friend Randy Rohde, who is an amazing press release expert, PR expert, basically. And he's the founder of 38 Digital Market. And I use these services, and he's really, really cool. I met Randy through Craig Campbell, who was also one of my guests on the show. He's an amazing SEO guy. We're going to explore today what PR is basically and how it can help your business and Randy's services and all that. So I'm sure this episode is going to be packed with a lot of good stuff. So welcome, Randy, to the show.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Nice to be here. I'm kind of excited here.
I would have liked to have you here in the studio, but next time when you're going to come in Glasgow, we're definitely going to do a part two here in the studio as well.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself, a bit about the history of your business. Yeah.
Well, many years ago, I had an education services company, and we were in the midst and kind of starting some new kinds of services and stuff. And I needed to have a website. So this was like way back in 2007, 2008. And I decided like, you know, I'm going to kind of do this thing myself. And so I built my own website, kind of learned how to do that. Also learned how to do and picked apart paid campaigns. And so we added that into it and I got a little better at it. You know, things, you know, I was intrigued by it. I'm a learner at heart. And so I'm like, yeah, this is kind of fun. What is this? And, you know, over a few months, I got better and better and better at it. And then in the industry I was in, I had a number of friends that were in other parts of the country and they were like, hey, you know, you seem to be doing pretty well with this. Would you consider kind of doing some of this stuff for us as well? I'm like, you know, why not? And so I kind of started doing, built some websites, did some PPC. And then I was kind of doing that. It was a little side hustle, if you would, along with my other business. And I'm like, wow, this was okay. And then eventually I sold my education business and then decided, you know, my friends were like, well, can you continue to do what you're doing? And I'm like, sure, we can do that. And then it just kind of began to snowball into, and we started doing a full-time agency about a year, 2 years later, actually. So in 2016, we started doing that. And then it just kind of grew from there. And we started doing press releases. We did the agency. I had clients. And in my mind, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur as well. And so I kept thinking, well, what are some other avenues or areas that we could grow revenue? And I started thinking about, well, there are a lot of other SEOs and agencies out here. What can we do as a service that we might be able to sell to these guys that are applicable and that we're using ourselves? And after, I don't know, it took me a few months really to kind of study, to really do some research and kind of land on something. I didn't want to do just like, hey, we'll sell you links or, you know, goofy stuff like that. And I realized that press releases were kind of fit what I was looking for, kind of a high barrier of entry. It's expensive to do, build out your own newsroom and develop all of these contacts and do all of this stuff. But it was very effective from an SEO standpoint, and especially several years ago from an SEO, we could do a PR and we could have you ranking for your for your term on the first page within a day. I mean, it was amazing. But, you know, back in those days, you could do the same thing with videos, right? I could put a video up and in 30 seconds,
it wasn't that competitive.
Ranking. Yeah, it could be ranking on the first page. So we decided in 2017, we decided we were going to go and really blow this thing up from a PR standpoint. And so we started doing all of the back end stuff, building out the newsroom, making the contacts, and we went all in on that. And so we've been doing press releases really, as you know it today, really the end of 2017, and been kind of going on strong ever since. And we've added additional services, you know, including links, you know, and other kinds of things. So, but I still have my SEO agency as well. So we have SEO clients, but then on our other side of our business, we also have our press releases. And about a year ago, 2 years ago, our friend Craig encouraged me to maybe take a little different approach to somewhat separate my agency from my PR services. Mm-hmm. And
actually, I think that's a good call.
Yes, I do too. And I did at the time. And so we created a new brand called The News Guy. And so if mm-hmm. you go to thenewsguy.com, that is me, that is us. I am the news guy, right? Randy, the news guy. And mm-hmm. so we created that persona, developed, you know, we do a podcast, a live stream, hot off the press with the news guy.
Check the podcast.
Check the podcast. Yeah, I got stickers. You can check me out here.
Awesome.
So we did that about 2 years ago, and that's been really was the right move. So we built out the website for that and essentially, but not completely separate, because even if you go to the news guy, because I built out for so many years, right? 38 digital market press releases, and that's mm-hmm. so many of our clients knew us as that. So I still, if you go onto the news guy, you'll still see elements of 38 digital market on
yeah.
there. Eventually, you know, it will just become completely separate.
I've had a similar experience with my own business, because I started with one name called So and Sign. And yeah. this was quite hard for people to spell and to remember. Not there, maybe it would be easy to remember, but the spelling of it, and people would not know where it's coming from. It was coming from the music industry, where you would have the So Wave and the Sine Wave and synthesizers and all that, which is all audio stuff, right? And I started my business music oriented, so it was about creating music for brands, audio,
great.
Branding, and all that. So quite a few things, and my niche wasn't very established. And I think it's quite important nowadays to have a good niche, or at least if you want to do multiple services, to back them in such a way that people can land on different websites. For example, you do the press release service on a very specific website where I found you as well. And it's very clear what's the service, and also the workflow that I experienced with your team is great through the admin panel and all that, providing everything to the team, and they came up with a great article, and then boom, report and all that. So everything is very nice. Streamlined, so I can vouch for it myself. So it's really, really cool.
I'm glad that we gave you a good experience, right? That,
yeah, you know, yeah.
I could have got roasted out here.
Yeah. No. Definitely not. Definitely not. Otherwise, I would not invite you on the podcast. but no, definitely yes. Really, really cool. And more to come as well. So my audience is basically... I would imagine, like, for example, an entrepreneur or somebody that is into content creation, or let's say an influencer, somebody that wants to start a podcast, because my business is all about creating podcasts and producing podcasts and all that. This type of service would serve very, very well to this kind of people as well. But many people do not understand what PR is, the PR, the public relationship first, and also press releases, right? So, and what does that do for your company, for your brand, for your online presence? Can you maybe describe a little bit what that does to your brand?
Well, first of all, I would say I think you're right on target in regards to a kind of talking about your brand, and as well recognizing, you know, how you can amplify your brand. So, you know, before we started recording, we were talking about podcasts and all of this. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, I realized, like, wow, we have to really do something for our SEO clients. What can we do to give them even more exposure? And so we started a podcast that April of 2020, and I had all of our SEO clients start out as being guests. And so we, you know, I started doing episodes around our clients, and then it just kind of continued to expand. But it really emphasized to me the importance of brand amplification. And then as even today, right now, we have begun to morph podcast with press releases. So as an example, I'm not sure if we did this with you actually, but where we do a press release, and I'll get into PRs as well, but this brand amplification, I think, is so critical.
Get on as many places as possible.
In today's world, especially with AI overviews and LLM search, having your brand be exposed across as many platforms as possible to give you brand authority, connecting your brand with your service in your location is absolutely critical. If you want to get traffic, exposure, business, I think that has got to be your focus. So, you know, the podcast coupled with press releases, I think, is like just the 1-2 punch, so to speak. And so One of the things that we do is we take a press release, and then we will take that story, that article, we'll craft an evergreen episode for a podcast, and then we publish it across our podcast called The News Guy, and it distributes across all of the major platforms. We build out the show notes with it. We put links into it, so you get, you know, some of these great links from these podcast platforms. I mean, it is the perfect way, but it starts out with press release at first. And so Press releases over time, I mean, PRs have been in existence for over 100 years.
Ages.
It is one of the most unique media devices in that you have complete control over what is being said about your company, because you or your company, your brand, is the one releasing the information. It is your newsworthy announcement, right?
Yep.
Whatever it may be that you're sending out to the public. And so it is one of the few. Otherwise, any other media, you know, if a newspaper is going to write a story about you, you don't have control over that, word for word control. You can give input, but you don't know exactly what the heck they're going to say.
Exactly.
And so a press release is a great way to just tell the story of your brand. And that's why we say on our site, you know, if you go to our site, The News Guy, we say we are storytellers. We tell your brand story and amplify it. So you start out with this press release. We tell your story, whatever the news announcement is, and we can talk about that in a second. And then we craft it in a way that's SEO optimized. So we have a team of writers. I have my editors that edit it specifically for SEO. And then we distribute it across hundreds of news sites around the country, around the world, to get as much exposure links as possible for you. And so, you know, your press releases will Most instances, you go and you do a brand search after we do a press release, and you'll have some of those PR articles landing on the very first page of Google for you. And more recently, in the last 6 months, we really have been focusing on writing and editing our PRs so that they will show in the AI overviews. So when somebody does a brand search, that, boom, there it is in the AI overview, being fed from the press releases that we've done.
What I noticed while working with you, so you get on all these different websites, right? So you get on Business Insider, Yahoo News, Digital Journal, and you have different tiers as well. And from my opinion, the amount of value you offer for the money is really, really good. You get that aspect of the press release where you get backlinks as well. And then obviously, if the story is newsworthy enough, right, it could even be picked up by other news websites and stuff like that, and it can create some sort of buzz to your business. Let
me give you an example of that. I'm glad you even mentioned that, because that is so absolutely spot on. And we just, actually, we're going to release a video tomorrow. I mean, we always release a video every Thursday. So if you go onto our channel on YouTube, The News Guy, you'll see this video. But where I go through exactly what you're talking about. We did a press release for a pizza company back in December. You know, they were doing something, revamping their menu, I think it was. Pizza company out on Long Island, New York. And the client, I wouldn't have known about this, except the client like said, hey, we had such great experience and we want to do another one. I'm like, I do these consults with folks. I think I did one with you even before we did a PR with you.
Yep.
And I'm like, hey, what's good? You know, and we started talking and he showed me, it was like, so we did that PR back in December. And then all of a sudden this very niche publication called like pizzamarket.com or something like that, that's all about the pizza industry. Published hit the press release as well. I don't distribute to them. I never even knew they existed. So he was like, yeah. And so they picked up the press release. And then he goes, and then about a month or so later, he said back in the PR was in December. In February, they reached out to him and said, hey, we'd like to do a story on you. Based off of because, yep. And so then they published this story that at the earlier this month in May. And so anyway, this video I'm showing, you know, talks about that journey, right? Of the PR, another niche industry picks it up, publishes the PR. And then as well, what I always call the pure gold of SEO is when you can get a journalist to do a full featured story on your brand. Yeah. And that's exactly awesome. What they did. And this guy was just ecstatic. And, of course, he wanted to come back for more press releases. But oftentimes, this can happen. And generally, I mean, we distribute out to our news partners, and that's what we can report on. But generally, and only because I see this because I, with my own SEO clients, and I've got, you know, access, I can kind of go and see and monitor what they're doing on their backlinks and stuff. But we'll do a press release for them. And then generally, we will see about another 10 to 15% of organic pickups from that That's press awesome. Release. So if we distribute a PR and we get, you know, and it gets 650 news sites through where we distribute, you know, I would expect about another 50 to 70 organic pickups from, you know, these small little niche sites just because they want news. They need information.
Mm-hmm. This almost like reminded me of a book called Spread Your Music Like a Virus or Spread Like a Virus or something like that. I read it during university years and it's all about how to spread your music in any way, doesn't matter how, even like uploading your own music to pirate websites, right? Oh, torrent websites.
Yeah.
Yes, because many people are thinking, right? I need to sell my music, right? I need to sell my music to get money out of it. However, nobody's going to buy because nobody knows you. So what can you do to actually, getting in front of people. Put it on a pirate website so then the thieves will get your music, listen to it, make it popular, and then after that, you're going to get the actual money from exposure. Sometimes exposure is better than actually getting paid for whatever product you're offering, right? And this is exactly how I feel, in a way, PR works, press release works, is you spread, right? You spread your news across multiple websites, and then this spreads like a virus, and then people start to get your information, all that stuff, and then start creating their own stories from then. And it stays there in most of the articles. I would say they will stay there in eternity, right?
Yes.
And it will be there forever, which is really, really cool. And then you can do this a few times a year, right? And then you can definitely like shape the narrative around your business.
Well, I recommend people should be doing, especially if you're a business or you've got your brand, you should do a press release at least once a month, because you want this constant flow, and you just nailed it. You want the constant flow of information and stories about your brand constantly out there. It's not just a couple of times a year. You look at any kind of major company out there, they're doing multiple press releases a week. And so it's not unreasonable, even as a small local business, you've got something that you're doing. You've created a new service. You've got a new product. Maybe you're reaching out into a new service region in your town or your city. Maybe you've won an award. Maybe you're joining some kind of a nonprofit, or you've done some charity work or something. You've hired a new employee, right? I mean, there's something that you could make a press release about. I mean, just go into ChatGPT and say, hey, I'm a local plumber in Cleveland. Give me 20 ideas that I could do a press release about. Boom. Mm-hmm. Right? And modify them, and then there you go. You don't even have to think about it. But what you do want to do is constantly have information and your brand message out there across the web, constantly flowing, because that is the way, A, you build your brand, but as well, you manage your reputation. Like what we said earlier, it's press releases are the way that you can tell the story about your brand, not your competition, not anything else. It's your story. And doing PRs on a frequent cycle, where I think once a month is really a dynamic way to have success at that.
Before we dive back into the episode, I want to give a quick shout out to SaaSPod. Not only are they the masterminds behind this podcast, but they also power dozens of other shows you know and love. SaaSPod offers a flexible pay-as-you-go podcast production service that grows with you. Whether you need help choosing the right equipment, booking guests, editing, or setting up your podcast, they've got you covered. The best part? The team at SaaSPod isn't just professional. They make the entire process fun and stress-free. If you've been sitting on a great podcast idea, now is the time to bring it to life. Visit SaaSPod.com and use the code TPF2025 to get 20% off your first production package. That's TPF2025 for 20% off. All right, let's get back into the episode. You touched on podcasting a little bit in the beginning of the conversation. I also believe that podcasting is also a PR service, if you think about it, right? Sure. It's a public relationship service. And you spread your message across, and you control also the narrative through podcasting and all that. And not only that, but you get insightful guests like yourself, right? To further create more stories and amplify them. But I'm curious, would you be able to employ a press release somehow to increase the visibility of a podcast specifically?
Yes, and I will tell you exactly how. I just did this as well.
Yeah, because I'm curious, how would you do that? Because I haven't seen many people do these.
As an example, I was on a podcast called the Million Dollar Agency podcast.
I saw that podcast.
You saw that podcast, right? Yeah. With me on it as the guest? All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after I did that podcast, we went ahead and wrote a press release about it, and then published that press release And in that press release, obviously, and you could probably go search it, the news guy, Randy Rohde, I can't remember the folder, but if you just probably went and did a Google search right now, the news guy, Randy Rohde, and then it's going to show up multiple PR listings because of that. But within that press release, then, we obviously, I'm linking to my own website in there, but I also link to the host's name. Used his name as the anchor, and we linked out, I think, either to his one of two places. We either linked out to his LinkedIn page or his about page on his website. So I wanted to amplify who he is. But then we also inserted an image in the press release. We took his podcast art image. We used that in the press release, linking out to from that image out to the podcast. And then we also had multiple mentions of the podcast where we linked to different platforms where the podcast is airing. I think we linked out to his YouTube,
Apple,
his Spotify, his Apple channels, right? We're trying to amplify both. And we talked about it. I had no problem. I was just excited to be on the podcast. And I wanted as well to get a little more kind of brand exposure for me. But as well, I wanted to like amplify an exposure for his podcast as well. Turns out it's a great piece. Got picked up with all over the place. We blew it out. You know, it will give him additional traffic and exposure absolutely over time. It is a way to grow listenership.
I saw that particular press release that you sent out. One question I have, can you embed YouTube videos or audio players into press releases?
Yes. Yes, we could do that. Yeah. We didn't do that for that one, and I probably should have, but we can do that. So if this, like if your podcast is on YouTube, I think it is, right?
Yeah, put the embedded player in there, and you.
So we could embed then that YouTube episode in the press release. Boom, send that out as well.
Definitely 100%. It goes hand in hand, and I was talking with Craig about this as well. Like, you need to approach everything you do marketing wise or digital marketing wise. You need to approach it holistically. Right. So you need to do a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, because otherwise you're just going to do too much of that and you're missing out on the other opportunities you have on the other side. And you never know, like that guy that you told me, the pizza guy, you never know where, you know, the opportunity is coming from.
Yes.
Even exactly. Like from a podcast, you never know. Maybe a guest would be a business partner. That press release maybe was picked up by New York Times. I don't know. So anything like that could happen, right?
Yes.
So
anything like that could happen. And as well, just as we've kind of talked about before about amplifying your brand, I mean, press releases are one tool to do that. I think a very effective tool. But obviously then, you know, when you have that press release, the other things you can do to like continue to amplify the press release itself, you know, go share it on social media platforms across, right? Take, you know, if you're doing, like in your instance, if you're doing it with a video, you know, you can make shorts of the video and link that with the press release as well, sending it out there. Put it on your website, right? The announcement, you should have like a news or information about your brand on your website and publish that press release on your website, linking out to maybe one or two of the actual, you know, like your site, linking out to the Associated Press article of your web, of your story, right? So there's all different kinds of things that you can do to amplify and extend the use of the press release that can give you credit and get more visibility. It's all about just trying to get on as many different platforms as you possibly can across the web.
So you worked hard to build all these relationships with all sorts of news publications, right? I'm curious a little bit about like, what are, because I don't know exactly the terminology, so maybe you can clear that out for me a little bit. So what is a wire service and what is a direct outreach? What's the difference between the two of them?
So a wire service is typically would be like AP News was a wire service. And the traditional wire services, AP News or Reuters, you know, they're worldwide, right? And so they've got reporters all throughout the world doing filing stories. And what AP News had done was essentially create a service where a newspaper or media site in, we'll say, Long Island, New York, can subscribe to that and get these news stories. So maybe the AP News writer in California, in Los Angeles, is doing some story on whatever, blah, blah, blah. They file it on AP News. AP News has their newswire. They send this thing out. And then the newspaper in Long Island, New York says, oh, that's an interesting story. We're going to go ahead and publish that story as well. That's what a newswire is. And that's essentially what we do as a press release outlet. We are a newswire for press releases. So when we have our own newsroom, and then we distribute out to all of these mm-hmm. other news sites for publication on their sites, because again, they're looking for content as well. So that's kind of that newswire concept. A direct outreach, and we do this as well. We can publish. So if Bogdan, if we wanted to do a story on you that was not more like an editorial type story, right? In the SEO world, we might call it a guest post, but it's an mm-hmm. editorial, though. It's focused on you. It's outside of the parameters of a press release, right? So it's not a newsworthy announcement, but it's, we're going to tell the story and talk about Bogdan. We're going to talk about SAS Pod. We're going to, you know, write the background. We're going to get in, let you really kind of sell whatever you wanted to do. Well, we'll write that story and then we'll publish it on wherever. I mean, we did this, so we've talked about Craig. We put Craig in Forbes as an example. Mm-hmm. So we did a featured article interview with Craig and we published it on Forbes for him. So we can do those direct kind of pieces.
What it would take for you to get me on Forbes? Money, I know money, but,
money,
but that's one thing. But do you also need something else other than money?
Contact, relationships, yeah.
So if I would have enough money, would you be able to put me on Forbes?
Yes.
Awesome. Good. Well, we'll discuss about that. But yeah, that's really, really fun. Let's get into a little game that I play with all my guests. It has no context, you know, around the podcast at all. I'm not even sure how to call this game. I would have you pick questions right here in the studio, but since you're not here, you're gonna give me the powers remotely to control me, like,
yes,
like a voodoo. Yeah, yeah. So, are you ready for me to pick any of those questions from
you?
Here?
Know what you should do is like have a. Like a
Wheel of Fortune
cardboard or something with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And let me choose, like, I'll take number 4, right?
Got you. So I'll do this. So it's not rigged. It's not rigged. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
So, and I'll read it for you. Okay, so this is really cool. I think it will fit you well. So if aliens landed tomorrow and asked you to show them one thing to represent humanity, what would you pick?
One thing to represent humanity.
The phone, huh? do you think that would be really fun for them?
They
came all the way from out of space to Earth.
Yes.
I think the phone will be for them more like a... like we would show them a bucket or something.
Yes, exactly. But I would tell them, I'm like, listen, with this little device here, you can connect with almost every human being on the planet. And you could go from there. But
would it be like maybe a piece of art or a music, song, something?
I do love music. I love jazz. I don't know what you think about jazz, Bogdan.
I love jazz.
I'm a
keyboard player. I play.
I'm a classic. I love a piano trio, right? A jazz trio, piano, stand-up bass, a little snare, a little hi-hat. Yeah, that's a great thing. But I love jazz, so maybe I'd send them off and like say, hey, here's Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, right? Something like that. This is a good representation of humanity. That's tough. It's tough. I think it's kind of tough to, like, what is one thing, right, that could represent humanity? I don't know. That is hard. Piece of art. I don't know art.
You know the golden disc?
Well, I do know the golden disc. Yeah, that's floating around in space. Yeah, so what did they put on their music? I think they put on a Beatles song. I can't remember which one it was, but I think Yesterday or something like that.
I think so. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they put all sorts of things in there. And if you think about it, like, that's there.
Yeah.
More like a press release in space. It's, it's Earth's press release to the galaxy.
I was an English major in university, and maybe I'd give them a piece of some literature as well. Like, I love Shakespeare and Chaucer. More contemporary. I love a book. Nobody even knows about it, but it's when I think about it and giving it to aliens and thinking about it, really tells really a great story and conflict and history timeline of man, which is, it's called The Razor's Edge. You should go check it out.
I have
very contemplative. William Somerset Maugham, The Razor's Edge. Yeah.
I'll have a look at that.
There you go. Good.
Let's
good
go question. With the next one.
Wow. That's
good
tough.
Question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you know who created these questions?
Your wife. I don't know.
No, AI.
AI.
So let's get next. And this is actually so good that I picked this one. What's the strangest thing you've ever Googled? And this is something that Craig picked as well. So check out that episode as well, because he actually gave me an answer I didn't expect. So,
oh my gosh, the craziest thing I've ever Googled. You know, this could be really revealing, right?
Could be anything.
Could be anything. Wow, craziest thing I've ever Googled.
Maybe for one of your clients, let's say. Maybe you got one of your clients and you had to do some research. I don't know.
I do something like that with prospects. So like if somebody's like, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you about SEO services or something, and I'm not familiar with their business or with them. I'm like, oh, and so I'll go do a little research, right, on them to try to figure out, you know, hey, do we have something in common? What do I think their interest will be? Some of that stuff. So that's not so crazy, but I had been doing that for years that's just been kind of a general practice until really in the last, in the recent history here, I found a piece of information on a prospect that I was like, ooh, they were like, wow, this is, wow. I came home and I told my wife, like, wow, this really shocked me here.
So and tell me, what's the shocking part?
Yeah, it was not good. It was not nice. I didn't pick them up as a client.
All right, you said, I'm not going to do this.
I can't do
this. Yeah, because of that. Yeah, got you. Yeah, there are all sorts of things. Craig gave me an amazing answer. So guys, if you want to check that out. Next one.
Oh, next one. We got a third one we're doing. Oh,
anyway, this is the last one. If you had a time machine but could only use it once, would you go to the past or the future? And why?
Oh, boy, that is good. I would tell you, now I'm going to get a little sentimental here. I don't know. Do you have kids, Bogdan?
I have one baby.
There you go. And I have two kids. I call them children, but they're 19 and almost 20 and almost 18, a few months away. I would probably go in the future just so I could see what their life is like.
I love that answer.
Because, you know, as a parent, you know, you're doing all of this work and you're, you know, everything, right? You're trying to like really equip this person and so that they launch into life and have a great life and, you know, and be a good person. And so I'd like to go into the future and like, boy, I hope I did well.
I really like that answer. And if I think about it, I would love to see how Skyler, my boy, would, what he would accomplish. It's quite interesting.
Right? Yeah.
Because you, you come a long way from obviously being a baby, not even able to walk, to doing some amazing things in the future, you know? So I would love to see that. Quite inspiring,
you know,
yeah.
You see your kids and you see it, what their interests are and their passions and like, wow, they're so capable to do things. And so to your point, yeah, what have they accomplished? But as well, I'm very much like, you know, God, I hope they're good people, right? I hope they're nice and respectful and I hope they're good. When I would walk out the door and they were like going to school, I always tell them, make good decisions. I always want you make good
this
decisions.
This is really good advice. Make good decisions. Because life is all about decisions at the end of the day.
It is. If I say, hey, what are you going to do? Make good decisions, Dad. All right. My teenage daughter goes out the door. Hey, make good decisions. All right. Yes. Yeah. It's ingrained in their head.
Obviously, you gave me that consultation in the beginning, but let's say somebody wants to put out a first press release ever, right? What would you advise them to do? What should the press release be about, let's say?
Well, it's hard. This is why I always invite people. You guys can go to my website, thenewsguy.com, and I've got a link on the site. You can book 15 minutes with me. I love that. People may think, and Craig is like, why do you do that? Why don't you charge people for it? I'm like, I get so much fun out of it because I love talking with people and kind of learning about their business and that kind of stuff. So first thing, I'd be like, hey, come book a session with me and we'll talk about your business. I would say, let's learn about your business a little bit. What's your business? What's the service you do? Where do you do it? What are some important things about it? Oftentimes, it's a very first press release. I would advise doing something that's very brand focused so that we want to talk about the brand, a little bit about the service, a little bit about maybe where they do the service if they have it. But I really would focus on the brand because, as have been talking about and mentioning about brand amplification, building brand authority, telling your brand story is very critical. And so we just think about some different angles that we might approach to write a story about your brand and focus on that. Maybe, hey, Bogdan launches, new podcast studio and that's boom. And we talk about the brand. We mention it several times, where it's located, the services that you're doing, a little bit about Bogdan and the history and that he was on the X Factor and but
anything.
We would do all of this stuff to like, and tie different things and to connect the brand to other entities.
That's pretty cool. So now next question is going to be an interesting one. Because I love interesting questions. So, and every time AI comes up with questions, they're weird, to be honest. But
yes, what, <they are. laughs>
yeah. So what's one of the weirdest stories you covered, like you had to create a press release for? The most unconventional one, let's say.
Well, we do get hit up around a lot of different ideas or topics or things. I just yesterday I had to turn somebody down. I'm like, no, I can't do that. It's not going to work.
So by the way, because you cannot write anything, right?
No,
you need definitely to write something that is packaged correctly. And you put your authority, right? Your trustworthiness into the game as well, right? So if I would come with some crazy story and I tell you, Randy, can you post this? And if it's not good, it's damaging in some way or whatever, you won't do that.
Nor will we, but we can't get it published. I mean, the newspapers and news sites themselves essentially operate under Google's rules of decency. So they don't want to publish just blatant stuff, adult content. They're not going to publish stuff that's going to defame, a brand or an individual. They're not going to publish things around certain types of brands, you know, it's really hard to get anything about casinos and gambling, hard to get anything about pharmaceuticals, right? Not going to get anything done about cannabis, you know, marijuana. So there's rules of decency that news sites are just going to decline right off the bat. And so we have those listed on our website as well. We can't do these kinds of things. But sometimes people do come to us like, hey, we want to do this thing. I've got this idea. And I'm like, concept may be great. I'm not judging your concept, but I'm not going to be able to do a press release on it. It's not going to get published. So when you say crazy, I don't know. I mean, we've had, you know, where people just want to do a press release about them, you know, and about how great they are or whatever.
Just about them. Yeah, that's fun. Like,
okay. Well, I always think that's kind of odd, but we've done those in the past. But, you know, generally, we do obviously a lot of press releases about businesses, local mm-hmm. businesses. PRs are great for local businesses because it's a great way to get big authoritative exposure. You know, if you're a local business, a roofer or a plumber or whatever it is, or you have a shop in town, you know, a store, a clothing store, whatever, you know, the chances that you will be in any, like on AP News or on Yahoo Finance is virtually zero unless mm-hmm. you go out and make it happen yourself. So it's a great vehicle for local businesses to get some of that kind of attention, the opportunity to be on those kinds of platforms and then tell your story. So, and then when we're doing, especially for local businesses, so we do press releases, again, kind of across multiple kinds of instances, or what I'll say, whether you're a national brand or a global brand, whether you want or you're have an e-commerce site and you're talking about your products that you're selling, or if you're a local business. So we'll write the press release content based around really what your objective is as a company. Right. Yeah. So as an example, if you're a local business, we'll say we're Randy's Plumbing and I'm located in Cleveland. You know, we'll write the content around Randy's Plumbing in Cleveland. We'll do a number of different geo-relative content pieces within the article. So we'll mention Cleveland a number of times. We'll mention you know, Lake Erie, because Cleveland is on Lake Erie. So we want to associate Randy's Plumbing not only just in Cleveland, but in other suburbs that are around Cleveland, points of interest in Cleveland. So we're really trying to make that entity connection within the press release of Randy's Plumbing. And then, you know, anchor text and what you're linking out to as well are all other strategies that you want to employ. But they're great, great ways to help drive SEO effectiveness for a local business.
So what's the best client you ever worked with? And let's say the one of the stories that went out the furthest away. If you get a story that went out quite far.
Wow, man, that is interesting. I've not thought about that. We've done so many different fun things. I have to tell you, one of the things that I loved, I'll just come back to Craig as an example when we're talking about the extension of press releases. So we've done a lot of PR for Craig. We did this was, when the heck was this? 2 years ago, I think it was. We were doing PRs for Craig and he was in all of the, you know, big news sites. And then SEO Journal, SE Journal, right? Your search engine journal, mm-hmm. Listed the most popular, they did a top 10 of the most popular SEOs in the world.
I saw that article actually.
And then Craig was number two. I can't remember who was in front of him, but he was number two. And Search Engine Journal specifically called out all of the press releases, and they had links to a couple of the different PRs that we had done for him as the example of what great coverage he's had and how popular he was. I'm like, hell yeah, that was awesome.
That's what we want. Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's what we want. It's stuff that just happens afterwards.
Yes.
After, yeah, the extension of the press release, what happens after you do that? So that's pretty, pretty interesting. We've covered most of the parts of this. Do you have any advice for anybody that would want to start doing this, let's say tomorrow? If you would have, obviously, start, do this, because it's something that almost every business should do, right? But accept that if you have any type of advice.
Well, I would say definitely, you know, you should start doing them. And the mindset that I always, again, is tell folks is don't think about just doing one PR. It's similar to saying, I'm going to do social media and I'm going to do one social media post a month, right? And like, and then you're wondering, like, how come that didn't work? You know, why I didn't get any likes or follows off of that? Like, no,
correct.
Really? And doing one PR is kind of the same thing. You're like, listen, that's one instance. You got to continually flow this stuff. So I always tell people, get into the mindset of doing press releases on a consistent basis. And if people make mistakes about it, it's because they don't do enough of them. So because you want to have that constant flow, that constant message of your brand out in front of audiences and media sites as much as possible. Same as you do with social media. You're constantly putting information out there so that you can get exposure to people multiple times. And that's what you need mm-hmm. to do with PRs. You know, just don't get hung up on, I don't know what I'm going to do an article about. It's all right. Do what we've talked about AI, right? Just go on AI. Say, this is a little bit about my company. I'd like to do a press release every month. Give me 30 different ideas that mm-hmm. I could choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and go modify those. And then, boom, you've got your whole schedule right there.
This is a question right on the top of my mind right now while you were talking. What if tomorrow I get Joe Rogan on the Podfiles and we do a press release with that? Does it matter if it's Joe Rogan on my podcast and we do a press release on that?
No, absolutely.
No, what I mean is, like, would the story be more amplified just because it's Joe Rogan on the podcast?
Oh, would it be more? Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, obviously because it's Joe Rogan, but, you know, hopefully you would get, you know, that same because you got, you know, the news guy on your podcast as well. But yeah, you can always think about, if you're a company or whatever, a great kind of idea is thinking about, and we did this with, we had a spa salon in Florida somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
She had booked a consult with me and we were talking about her business and blah, blah, blah. And we come to find that one of the things that I like to do is a strategy as well. When you're thinking about what could we do for content is, well, what's kind of popular? What's in the news right now? What is trending? And then mm-hmm. take a look at that. And then is there something your business does or service does that could connect in something that's kind of trending? And we found a great idea to run with her. She does like vegan style makeup, beauty products. And it was at the time it was, you know, kind of trending a few months ago in various other news sites, like CNN had done some story on vegan beauty products and, you know, how great they were because they didn't have all of these chemicals and all of this stuff that could create issues for skincare and such. So, you know, it's another great way to kind of think about, you know, what's trending. But like a Joe Rogan, oh yeah, that guy is going to blow it up, right? Yeah.
Good. Awesome, man. So we obviously talked about this already a little bit, but if people want to work with you, where they can find you, if you can give us some information about that.
Yeah. Well, I've got all kinds of stuff. So you can go to our website, thenewsguy.com. Mm-hmm.
We'll have it in the show notes.
Yep, yeah. There you go, in the show notes. And then go there and you can see a bunch of our different services that we have there. And you can also, a couple of other things you can do based off of our website. You can go to calendar, go schedule 15 minutes with me. I'd love to talk with you. We'll figure out a strategy, outline your project. And then we have an authoritative book out there that can help walk you through. And we talk about how to use press releases to drive authority for your brand. And you can download a free copy of that on there as well. And then you roll over to our YouTube channel. I do a live stream show every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern called Hot Off the Press. I have guys like you or
I SU. Joined the last one, I guess, where Craig was present as well. And the other person.
Yeah. Well, that is not my show. Now, that's another show that I'm on, which is with Craig and Holly Starks and I. On Mondays, we do a live stream and we just talk about all other kinds of SEO topics and what have you. But you go over to our YouTube channel, you can see the live stream show, but you can also see we do videos every Thursday. We drop a new video out and we're talking about how to use press releases. We just did a whole series on how to utilize press releases to get into AI overviews. And go check that out as well.
I'll check that out myself. And you guys, you should definitely check out Randy's YouTube channel. I'll drop that down in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for joining this podcast. It was such a fun episode.
Yeah.
And we'll get you back at some point for sure. Because definitely we have so much more to talk about this, and I definitely gonna work with you in the future, and I would definitely recommend anyone that wants to do that as well. So you can find the news guy down in the show notes. So thank you so much for watching this video and this podcast. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, I would definitely appreciate it. It takes a lot of effort to get these episodes done. It takes planning, it takes video production, it takes a lot of investment. So definitely subscribe, smash the like button. And obviously, if you listen to the audio version of the podcast, get on Apple Podcasts, leave a review there. That really helps out with the algorithm, because Apple relies on reviews to actually show episodes to new listeners. So thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.